Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's Monday again. You know, it seems like only yesterday that I was saying, thank God it's Monday. Time is flying. Time is going by so quickly. And I pray, it is my prayer that you are making the most out of every single opportunity, that you're moving forward to do the things that God has called you to do, because you know that God has a mighty plan for your life, and his plan does not include failure. His plan is to give you prosperity, total prosperity in all that you do, because the Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and the future. And we're looking forward to a mighty good future. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. God is up to something. You better believe it. God is always up to something, because that's the kind of Father that he is. He's a great Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen and praise God. Praise God. I'm going to be sharing with you today about some of the challenges that we have in Christianity. It's a call-in show, and I want your participation between the hours of 12 o'clock and 12:30. You can call me. Call me. Here is my number, 646-652-4832. You can write that down so that you can call me anytime during the program. But I want to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me about some of the challenges that we have being Christian in today's world. Amen, amen, and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Oh, Father, we come before you just seeking your face on today. We ask that you have your way. Have your way during this Power in the Word segment, this Power in the Word ministry segment. Lord, minister to the hearts of those who will tune in to listen to this ministry program. And Father God, we know that you will be glorified in our midst. So I thank you for each and every listener. I thank you for each and every person who will call in. I thank you for each and every person, Father God, who will even contribute to this ministry in any way, whether it's financially or by coming to be a guest on the show or by calling in to voice their opinions and voice their viewpoints or to tell their testimony. I ask that you will bless those who are standing in the need of a blessing today. Heal all who are sick. And Father God, encourage the heart of those the hearts of those who are discouraged on today. So I thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for allowing me to come and be here today on this Blog Talk Radio program, ministry program, Power in the Word. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise for everything that you have done in my life and everything that you continue to do. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we lift up this prayer to you. Amen, amen, and praise God. Amen. God is good. I feel God. I feel God just working on the inside of me. Amen. And a lot of people would call that the anointing, but I feel the power of the Lord. Amen. Dunamis. Dunamis, that miracle-working, yoke-breaking power that God has put on the inside of each and every one of us, the power to cast out demons. Amen. Do you know that you have a power to cast out demons? Amen. And we have to recognize the devil first. I want to tell you that the devil is the adversary of God. Amen. And the adversary of the people of God. He is the liar, the accuser of the brethren, the great deceiver. Amen. So if somebody is standing to you, lying to you all of the time, or if you even are tempted to lie, know that that spirit is not from God, but that is a spirit from the devil. Amen. And he wants to, he only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He wants to kill the praise that's on your lips. He wants to steal the glory from God. And he wants to totally, totally kill your purpose. Amen. If he can kill you, he would kill you. Amen. The enemy of your soul. Amen. And some people will say it's the inner me. Amen. Because sometimes that devil is working from the inside out. Amen. And we just need to be able to cast some demons out of ourselves. We need to cast out the demon of jealousy. Okay? We need to cast out that demon of jealousy when God is doing something in the life of somebody else and we get jealous. That is a great challenge in Christianity, because I want you to know right now that God is no respecter of persons. And what God has done for somebody else, you better believe. You had better believe that God can do and will do and wants to do the same thing for you. Amen. God has a blessing in store just for you. We are the children of Abraham by faith. By faith, we are the children of Abraham, which means that we inherit the blessings of Abraham. Amen. So prepare yourself. Get ready, get ready, get ready to be blessed. And if you have just tuned in, thank you for tuning in. If you're here with me just for a few minutes, or if you can stay for the entire 30 minutes, I want you to know that I am grateful for your listenership. It is good to know that I am not just talking out to the empty air. I want to thank each and every person who listens live and each and every person who listens via the archive. I want you to know that God has some great things in store for you during the last 7 months of this year. From this month on, May through December, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. Be in position to receive that blessing. And part of your blessing is here at Power in the Word. I want you to tune in daily. Not daily. We're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But tune in on a regular basis. Listen to what God is saying to you for this season. Amen. This is a prophetic ministry. And God speaks through myself and my husband and the other people who will come on the air. Often I will invite people on who will be speaking through the utterance of the prophetic. Amen. So I want you to incline your ear to hear what thus says the Lord. God's going to bless you through this ministry. Amen. And I want you to be mindful to just support us in our events. We're going to have different events during the year, and to support us in our bookstore. If you go to the website, nccmradio.com, there's a link for the bookstore. My books are there. My books are there. I have some great works that the Lord has written, allowed me to write. Amen. And I want you to, and it's for your benefit. Amen. I don't do anything that I do for me. I do what my Father has called me to do. And I know that I'll be blessed as a result of my obedience. Amen. Zig Ziglar, my Christian motivational speaker, once said that you can have everything in life that you want if you will help enough other people to get what they want. Amen. And help enough other people to get what they need, and God's going to bless you. What you do for others, God is going to do for you. Amen. Amen. It's the law of reciprocity. It's the law of reaping and sowing. Amen. As you sow into the lives of others, God will sow into your life. And speaking of sowing, there is a donation key on our website. If you are so inclined to make an offering to this ministry, we will be ever so grateful. Amen. Amen. And praise God. But God's been blessing. Amen. God's been blessing. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Today I want to talk to you. I want you to call in. I want to talk with you about the challenges in Christianity. And I already talked about jealousy being one of the challenges when we're jealous and thinking that God is not going to bless us. And we're looking at other people wondering why they are being blessed. And they're not even walking with God. Have you ever seen somebody get blessed and they're not walking with God? And I have to tell you, that's because God tells us in his word that he makes his rain fall on the saved and the unsaved. Amen. On the righteous and the unrighteous. So people will be blessed. But the most ultimate of blessing is knowing that you are safe and secure in the kingdom of God. Amen. But the Bible tells us to fret not because of evildoers. Amen. So don't worry about what God is doing for somebody else. Just be assured that God is going to do some great things in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, that he will give us the desires of our heart. Amen. And he also tells us in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, that if we meditate on the law of the Lord, that he will give us, that we will be like a tree, that God will give us success. Amen. That we will be like that tree planted by streams of living water, and everything that you do will prosper. Amen. So the last one was Psalm 1, and the first one was Psalm 37. Amen. God has great things in store for us, but there are some challenges to Christianity, and sometimes it's hard to believe God. Sometimes our faith is challenged. Amen. Have you ever been to a point where your faith has been challenged? You know that God has spoken some things into your life. You know that God has a magnificent plan for your life. You've been in church and you've heard the word preached, and that word has connected in your spirit. Your spirit was doing flip-flops on the inside of you, and you know that that word was for you. God said that you would prosper. God told you to step out on faith and start a business, write a book, cut a CD, start a ministry, and you stepped out on faith and even maybe buy a house. And you stepped out on faith and did what God told you to do. And you're believing God for some things. You're believing God for a baby, or you're believing God for your marriage to be turned around, or for your children to get themselves together. You're believing God for some finances to come in and make ends meet. You're believing God, and you've been walking with God, and you've been going to church and giving your tithe, doing everything that you need to do, yet it seems that you're still not receiving the promise. Amen. And I want to tell you to be faithful. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in your faith. Don't let your faith falter, because your faith will not fail you if you do not let your faith falter. God's going to do what he told you he would do. He may have spoken to you through a prophet. He may have spoken to you in your quiet time and told you, this is what I'm going to do for you. He may have spoken to you through the word. Amen. You know, we inherit the promises of Abraham. God said, I will bless you and you will be a blessing. I will draw nations to you. Amen. He said, I will make your name great. Amen. And again, I even read that he told you that everything that you touch will prosper as you delight yourself in his law and as you meditate on his word day and night. And that if you would be like that tree, you know, and begin to bud and flourish, and everything in your life will go great. God has spoken some things in his word, and I want to tell you, if your faith is being tested, I want to tell you, you're going to pass the test. You are going to pass the test if you do not quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward. Every day, do something towards having the prophecy fulfilled in your life. Amen. Go ahead. There may be some action that you need to take. There may be some steps that you need to make in order to walk towards the promise. Amen. I want to tell you that from the promise to the manifestation of the promise, there's the process. Amen. There's the walking out of the promise. God wants you to do something. Just do something, because faith without works is dead, which means that if you believe God for something and you're not doing anything towards the manifestation of that faith, then you are pretty much allowing the promise that you are believing God for, you're allowing that thing to die, or you're allowing the promise that God has spoken over your life, you're allowing it to go without being manifested, because God will show you something. God will show you something, and then he will direct your steps, amen, in the order that you should go to achieve that thing, amen. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. There is something that you have to do, amen. And it may be just positioning yourself to hear from the Lord. So first and foremost, you need to position yourself to hear from God. What is God saying for your situation today? God told you that he was going to prosper you. What is it that you God wants you to do in order to receive the prosperity that he has already ordained and already spoken into your life? Amen. Is there a book that God wants you to write? Is there a CD that you should be cutting? Is there a business that you should be starting? Is there a new job that you should be looking for? Because some of us are sitting in the same old place when God has already taken the anointing off of that place. There's no power there, amen. That you need a new start. Sometimes God will move you in a new direction to give you a new start. Even with ministry, sometimes God has already moved you out of that place, and you're still holding on to the chair. You're holding on to the pew, saying, "Oh no, I'm not going to go." And God may not be taking you away from there permanently, but he may be telling you for a season, "I need you to move from here to there, or I need you to visit another place because there's a person with a word for you. You become too familiar where you are, and you're not able to hear." So he may not even be telling you to leave the church, but he may be telling you to go somewhere specific so that you can hear, or even to turn on a TV or turn on a radio program to hear what he has to say for that season. God does not want you to get too comfortable in any one place. And then he may allow you to take that word that you received and go back to your place of worship. Go back to your church and be more effective in the ministry. Amen. Amen. But God may want you to do something. So if your faith is being tested, what I want you to do today is examine your life. Take a look at every area of your life. And see, is there something that you should be doing that you're not doing? Maybe in your relationship, or your marriage, maybe you're having problems there. I want you to look at yourself, not look at the person that you're in relationship with, not look at your husband or your wife, but I want you to look at yourself and examine yourself to see if there is fruit in your life, not the fruit of the flesh, not arguing and fighting and throwing temper tantrums, not cursing people out, not withholding intimacy from your husband or your wife, not being angry all of the time and having an attitude, but the fruit of the spirit. Do you have fruit? Amen. Do you have love and peace and joy and patience and kindness and goodness and self-control? Do you have fruit in your life? That might be a hindrance to you receiving what God has for you, and that might be why your faith is being tested. So check the fruit, amen. I want you to be a fruit inspector on today, amen. Not of other people's lives, but of your own life. I want you to look at you, look at yourself, and see if you are reflecting Christ, amen. Amen, praise God. Challenges. I'm talking today about challenges of Christianity, the challenges of being a Christian. And you can call in. The phone lines are open from 12 until 12:30 today on Monday, and that's 12 until 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 646-652-4832. Let's talk about another challenge, our sexuality. Our sexuality is something else that can be challenged. If you're single, it's a challenge to be single and sexually pure. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I said it. It is a challenge to be single and sexually pure. Amen. I often think about Joseph in the Bible, who was thrown into the pit, amen, because he had a vision from God of the potential for his future, of a promise that he was going to be a ruler, amen. And his brothers got jealous and threw him into a pit. He was sold off into slavery. The brothers said, "Okay, let's just sell him into slavery." So they sold them off into slavery. He went over to Potiphar's house, gained favor in the eye, in the eyes of Potiphar, and became ruler. Potiphar put him in charge of everything in his house. Amen. And Potiphar's wife took a look at Joseph and saw that he was a fine man. Amen. And said, I want me some of that man. And she went after Joseph on a constant basis, and Joseph continually rejected her advances. But this woman, one day, when she was alone in the house with Joseph, and that's one word for you, don't be alone in the house with that thing that looks delectable to you, that person that is having some fire course through your loins. You know, you're burning with desire for somebody, or even if you're not burning with desire, it's a challenge to be alone in a place with a person of the opposite sex, and you are attracted to that person. Amen. So put up a guard around yourself and be cautious about how you're walking. Amen. On a daily basis. I'm talking about challenges. I'm talking about challenges in Christianity. And Potiphar's wife got alone with Joseph one day and grabbed a hold of that man and tried to make him have sex with her. And Joseph said, no, I will not do this. It's not even about you, woman. It's not about your husband. But I will not sin against my God. He said, I will not sin against my God. And he ran up out of there and left his shirt in her hands. Amen. Left his outer garment. It may have been a robe or a shirt. But left it in her hands. Amen. And she cried rape. Accused him of rape. Amen. So Potiphar put him in jail. He should have died, but he had favor with God. But Potiphar put him in jail because I believe Potiphar knew how his wife was and knew that his wife was one of those women that could not be trusted. And I want to tell you right now that Joseph went to jail, but he gained favor with the jailers. And then he came out of jail and ruled Egypt. Amen. So the promise did come to pass in his life, but he had to go through a process. Amen. And that's what I'm telling you. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Make it through this process. You're going to make it because God said that he would not put any more on you than you could handle. Amen. He said that he would not put any more on you than what you could stand up under without falling into sin, and that he would always provide a way out. God has already provided a way out, amen, and you just have to walk that thing out. So sex is a very real temptation. If you're lonely, if you're single, if you are young, then sex will always be a temptation. And what I want to say to you is to just go ahead and draw near to God. Continue to seek God. God will fill you up. God will let that electricity flow through your body. God will give you a surge of satisfaction. And somebody once said to me, well, I can't feel God's arms around me. And I want to say to you what I said to that person, just keep trying, keep pressing, keep drawing near to God. Get in his presence. There is such a sense of satisfaction. There's such a presence of peace. There's such a revolution of refreshing when you're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So press in, press in, press in. And believe me, if you walk with God and talk with God, he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. God is going to meet you right where you are. I talked about having faith and holding on and believing God for whatever it is. It may be a husband or a wife. Have faith and believe God. Men is easier for you because the Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen. And women, we have to wait until our husband finds us, but we have to make sure that when he finds us, that we don't have the wrong person cluttering up our space. Amen. Sometimes you just got to walk alone so that the right man will find you. But either way, what God has for you is for you, and all that you have to do is delight yourself in him and walk in obedience to him and continue to draw near to him. Amen. Amen. And praise God. again, I'm talking about challenges in being a Christian, the challenges of being a Christian in today's world. Amen. Amen. Another challenge in Christianity is money. Amen. Money or not enough money. Amen. Sometimes when you don't have money, you feel like you can't have any peace. Amen. Sometimes when you don't have money, you feel like you can't have any satisfaction. You know, I can't get no satisfaction. But I want to tell you that God will provide for you. Amen. He will definitely provide for all of your needs according to his riches, his glorious riches. Amen. God has enough money in the kingdom to make sure that you get some. Amen. Again, action is important because God has put something in your hands that is going to allow you to get wealth. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord has given us the power and the ability to get wealth. Amen. And I talked about Psalms 1, that everything that you put your hands to will prosper. Amen. So what's in your hand? What has God given you that will allow you to have the ability to make some money? For me, I have books in my attic. I have books in my kitchen. I have so many books. I'm like the old lady in the shoe. And I have books to go out and begin to make money to sell those books. And I'm just going to do a plug for my new book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. This book is a motivational book. It's a book of exhortation. It's a book of edification. It is going to exhort you to go out and do what God has called you to do. It's going to exhort you to go out and get the life that you want, which I am sure, I am confident, is the more abundant life. That book is available through my website right today. You want to get it. It is only $13, and you want to buy a copy for you and buy a copy for everybody in your family. Everybody in my family is reading this book right now. As I speak to you, my husband is reading it, my two sons, one is 20, one is 14, and my eight-year-old daughter is reading it. As a matter of fact, Kayla says that she can't stop reading it. She does not want to put it down. So how is that for an endorsement? An eight-year-old is being blessed. She says some of the words are too big. She just keeps asking me, what does this word mean? But this girl is feeling the power of the Lord through this book. Amen. It is motivation for the heart of every single Christian. Amen. You need to read this book. Amen. Pump up the power. But God has put something in your hand in order for you to have the more abundant life, in order for you to get wealth. And I want you to examine your hands. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. What has God given you for you to do with your hands? What has God given you for you to put your hands to? God has given you something to do. Amen. He told Moses, when he called Moses up and told Moses, I want you to go to Egypt. I want you to go back to Egypt, where Moses had to flee from Egypt after he killed somebody. And God said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt. And I want you to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen. And Moses was afraid, and he said, I can't talk. I'm not eloquent. Why are you sending me? Can't you send somebody else? And God told him to look at his hands. He said, what's in your hands? Amen. Moses had old staff. And he said, take that staff and throw it on the ground. The staff became a snake. Amen. And Moses jumped back. He was afraid of the power of what was in his hand. He was afraid of that staff that had become a snake. And God said, do not be afraid. Pick it up by the tail, amen, and go and do what I told you to do. And Moses picked up that snake by the tail, and it became a staff again. Okay, don't be afraid of the power in your hand, amen. Don't be afraid of the power that God has put in your hand, amen. Pick that thing up by the tail and go and do what God has told you to do. That's the end of today's program. I pray that you've been ministered to. Check out my website, nccmradio.com. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons with Power in the Word. Go ahead and make the most out of every single opportunity. You can get over the challenges of being a Christian and glorify God in all that you do. Make sure that the Lord is glorified in your life today. Let your light so shine so that men and women will look on your life and glorify our Lord and glorify our Father. Amen. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.